This is Hannan University. Welcome, 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 welcome to the University English Podcast. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the University English Podcast, all about finance. I'm Martin Parsons, and as always, I'm joined by our financial expert, Lin Wang. And we're from Hannan University in Japan. Hi, Lin.
Hi, Martin. It's lovely to be here again. How's everything?
Everything's pretty good, thanks, Lin. How about you?
I'm good, thanks.
So, in the first two episodes, we learnt that money is what money does. And we can use money to buy things because money is a medium of exchange.
That's right.
And that money in the past was not paper and coins like we have now, but all kinds of different things, like gold or shells.
Yes, people could use shares or gold as money because everyone agreed on its value.
We also learnt that the money we use today has a value that is guaranteed by the government.
Exactly. And today we will talk about what we use money for.
Okay, so what and how many things can money buy?
In economics, we call the things that money can buy goods and services.
What are goods and services?
Basically, goods and services are all the things that we have and can see in shops or that are provided by companies.
So, for example, food or clothes or cars are goods. Is that right?
Yes, all the things that you can see and touch are goods. Do you know what services are?
Are those the things that we can't necessarily see or touch, like getting a haircut or teaching in a school?
Yes, exactly. Schools are a good example. A school building, the chairs and desks are good. But the education you can get at school is considered a service in economics. By the way, finance, the thing we are talking about right now, is also a good example of a service.
Okay, so what and how many goods and services can money buy? In other words, what is the purchasing power of money?
Let me explain. Let's say you have 1,000 yen and you want to buy some apples. If the price of an apple is 100 yen, you can buy 10 apples, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if the price of an apple goes up to 200 yen, you can only buy 5 apples using the same amount of money.
Okay, so the purchasing power of money depends on the price of the goods and services.
Yes. When prices go up, we call it inflation. And when prices go down, we call it deflation. During inflation, when prices rise, the purchasing power of money decreases. On the contrary, during deflation, when prices fall, the purchasing power of money increases.
So that means that the purchasing power of money changes inversely with the price level. When prices go up, the purchasing power of money goes down. And when prices fall, the purchasing power of money goes up. But why do prices go up and down? I mean, an apple today is the same as an apple tomorrow, right? Why does the price change?
This is a difficult question to answer. At the present, economists think the key factors that affect prices include the quantity of money and the quantity of goods and services in the economy.
So if there's more money in the economy, but the quantity of goods and services does not change, then prices should go up.
Right. On the other hand, if there are more goods and services in the economy, and the quantity of money does not change, then prices should go down.
I see. So what have we learned today, Lin?
We have learned that the purchasing power of money is not fixed or constant. It changes inversely with the prices of goods and services in the economy. We have also learned that the price level depends upon the balance between the quantity of money and the quantity of goods and services.
Okay, what determines the quantity of money and the quantity of goods and services in the economy?
We will explain this in later episodes.
Oh, you've done it to me again, Lynn. I was just getting excited about this. But here's something for students to think about. What might cause the quantity of goods, like apples, to increase or decrease? And what might cause the quantity of a service, like education, to increase or decrease?
See you next time.
Bye, everyone.